WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police say they have evidence that two men from Navasota held up two convenience stores. The pair were arrested following a holdup Wednesday night. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says they received assistance from other agencies.
The second suspect was apprehended in the area 30 minutes later with the help of Bryan PD K-9 unit. And the first suspect was apprehended in Navasota with the assistance of Navasota Police Department and DPS.
22-year-old Carvin Steptoe and 20-year-old Kesnick Jones are accused of Wednesday's robbery at the Shell store on Welsh near Southwest Parkway and Monday night's holdup of the Checker store at Welsh and Holloman. Motorists on the freeway in South College Station are being affected this morning by a crash the night before last. The police department's traffic unit is out until 9:30 reconstructing the rollover of an SUV along the southbound frontage road south of Fitch.
A rabbit crossed the road and the driver swerved to avoid hitting the animal.
Logan says a passenger, 16-year-old Sydney Jeter of College Station, was killed. The driver, 17-year-old Blake Allen, received non-life-threatening injuries. The intersection of William D. Fitch Parkway and Barron Road in College Station was closed for more than 6 hours yesterday following a two-vehicle crash that killed one and injured two others. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the collision was so violent that the pickup caught on fire.
The accident was kind of compounded because being a truck from a pesticide company, it had pesticides on it. Some were dilute, some were concentrated. So we had a hazardous materials incident to go along with it.
Passersby pulled out the driver and passenger who were inside an SUV. They were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released at College Station Medical Center. The driver of the pickup carrying pesticides, 24-year-old Daniel Dodds of Bryan, was killed. Witnesses told police Dodds was going east on Barron when he ran a red light and struck the northbound SUV. Brazos County District Court jury took about 90 minutes to convict a Bryan man of participating in a murder nearly 2 years ago. 20-year-old Travis Carroll is the third to be found guilty in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard Jr. The punishment phase began yesterday afternoon shortly after the guilty verdict, and testimony is expected to continue today. The College Station City Council has approved a joint agreement with A&M and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, giving $14 million in hotel tax money to help fund the redevelopment of Kyle Field.
In return, the CVB gets access to popular campus facilities at reduced rates. Councilman Jess Fields voted no, saying there wasn't enough bang for the buck. Carl Mooney was among those disagreeing with Fields.
We're positioning ourselves to be ready for a year-round increase. Not just the fall, not just for football games, but for a variety of activities throughout the entire year, which can do nothing but improve the economy for this community.
The A&M Systems Chief Counsel Ray Bonilla says the agreement continues the momentum the flagship university has been enjoying.
We believe that it's in the university's best interest to bring folks to campus and to show off the university, to show off our community, to show off the tremendous assets that we have.
Another $22 million from a recently approved increase in the countywide hotel tax will also go to the $450 million expansion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The House Appropriations Committee wants the governor to add to the special session agenda a building program affecting most state universities. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among the members supporting the use of tuition revenue bonds. Two projects affect A&M.
$64 million for a biocontainment research facility, and that would be attached to the veterinary diagnostic lab.
The tuition bonds would also finance three A&M Health Science Center facilities located in Dallas, Round Rock, and Temple. House Bill 5 would create $604 million of projects throughout the A&M system and another $928 million throughout the UT system. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 81 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Luckenbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org, pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas, it's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
Cooler conditions look like they're going to get a chance to develop across the region by the time we get to Sunday. We had some shower and thunderstorm activity over parts of the state yesterday and some residual cloudiness from that activity is overhead. As the day goes on, it'll become partly to mostly sunny near 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80, sunny and 100 tomorrow, becoming partly to mostly cloudy Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 812. If I knew how to dial the phone, I'd have called Kyle Cassell, but instead he called me. I couldn't get through. How are you, Kyle?
Man, I'm good, Scott. I apologize. I had borrow my wife's phone this morning. Mine has about 2% left, and it's gone.
I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know how that could be. That's the real world. Hey, let's talk about the special session. Give me basically your overview of this week in Austin from your point of view.
We're talking about special session one, two, or
no.
The third one I'm hearing rumors about.
Yeah, let's talk about two, our last week there in Austin.
Oh, well, from the House side, we tackled HB2 early. We spent 11 hours on the floor the other day, and we finally passed it out. Not too many incidences in the gallery, so we, kind of did not mirror the Senate as we did on session one, but I think they take that up today, and it may be a very interesting day in Austin.
Well, and but also your thoughts on the demeanor. If you were still in Austin when the Senate thing happened, that was pretty amazing to watch on YouTube the next morning for the rest of us. That Texas was in the spotlight for maybe the wrong reason. You hate to see that kind of controversy out there, but I wonder if you had a chance to talk to any of the veterans over there and what their thoughts were of the first time that the abortion question came up on the Senate floor.
I talked to a few of the veterans, but I give you a different perspective. I was very fortunate to have my family in town that day, and so my wife and I decided let's take the kids over there to see this historic filibuster. I mean, because it's very important for, kids to see this historic aspect of it and to see the passion on both sides of that issue. So we were able to sit on the floor. I was able to get them on the Senate floor for a few moments in time, and we actually saw two points of order, and obviously the second one where the Senator Ellis helped Senator Davis put on her back belt. So, when we went to dinner that night, the perspective, was interesting for my wife and I to share with the opportunity those kids had. And then when we went to bed at 1:30 that night, all four of us were still glued to the iPad watching the proceedings and the questions that the kids had through the evening and then the next day. I mean, that was truly a very historic time in Texas. And good, bad, or ugly, however you are on that issue. It's a tough decision. We fought through it, and Senator Davis, I will give her props for going the whole 13 hours.
Yeah, it was history in the making, that's for sure. Now, based on your committee assignments, what kind of work did you have to get accomplished this week?
I have been just merely sitting in the House waiting for an opportunity to vote. But we spent time on the juvenile justice issue yesterday, and that was supposed to be a quick in and out, and we ended up being on the floor for another 4 hours. So times are very interesting. We are going to debate. We will take up transportation on Monday, and the House, instead of the Republican versus Democrat, we've got a little House versus Senate going now after all this fun. So we have changed the transportation bill a little bit that they wanted us to vote out. And so I think we're going to be in session a little bit longer. And for Texas A&M, I think there's some good whispers out there that TRBs may make it back on the agenda.
Yeah, we had we talked to Representative Rainey yesterday, and he mentioned that. So I know they're going to ask the governor to put that back on the call. So any thoughts right now? Do you think that'll make the call? And then, as you say, there are some whispers about a third special session. What do you think would be on that call?
Well, I'm very optimistic that we'll get TRBs for the universities. I hope so. Another called special with the governor retiring. And him, you know, whether he's doing it, I hope he does it for the state of Texas, but I think the state of Texas will benefit that he's trying to help his last parting shot as he chooses his next endeavor in life, which obviously would be running for the president of the United States.
It'd be interesting to see how that works out. Well, have a busy week then next week, and we will talk to you next Friday. How's that?
Scott, I look forward to it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. That's Kyle Cassell. We visit with him on Fridays when they're in session over in Austin. You know, we mentioned this earlier this morning. If Rick Perry were to run for president, and if he were elected president, he would be the third oldest person to be elected president.
Really?
Water Chick is going, huh?
And
yes.
He would be the first president, to my knowledge,
yeah,
who ever held the WTAW pickle.
Are you serious?
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a pickle.
Oh, yes.
In fact,
the pickle, thing of myth and legend.
And the pickle actually does have a connection in water, so this
really?
Would work out perfectly.
Okay.
We had decided that National Pickle Month was coming up or something, and so we got in touch with Heinz, and Heinz gave us several things. We had, I don't know, little pickle pins and pickle pads, but they also gave us a flotation device that was basically a giant hard plastic pickle. About 3 feet
really
long?
Really big, yeah.
About 3 feet long? And so we, of course, then just got contact paper and put WTAW on it, which made it the WTAW pickle.
Yeah.
But, and again, I mean, if you think about that, what better flotation device in your pool than a pickle?
Sure.
Better than a Baby Ruth. And so as
yes.
a result,
okay, that was just bad.
We were
but
all
we
thinking
did,
it, though.
And it just so happened that it was here, and our basic deal was whenever we had a celebrity come in, we would have them hold the pickle, and we'd get a picture. John Davidson holding the pickle.
That's incredible.
It was. Rick Perry was agriculture commissioner. Was he running for lieutenant governor? Or I don't believe.
I think he was beyond ag commissioner.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm
so
pretty sure.
Okay. So we got him holding the pickle, but Garth Brooks refused to.
He did.
He
wow.
did. He said, "I'm not going to do that." And so we just photoshopped it in. So
I can't believe Garth Brooks came here.
Why?
He played
four shows.
Four
here.
Shows.
He played,
I mean,
when
came
he retired.
To our station. He's kind of a big deal.
No. This was just at the news conference.
Oh.
No, it was at the news conference to announce the concerts that we took the pickle.
But God bless the intern who actually took the pickle with her to the press conference.
Who was that intern?
I don't remember her name, okay. but I will never forget her because she was brave enough to do that.
And, you know, you think about interns and what you ask them to do. Imagine the intern who said, okay, here's the pickle. Take the pickle to Garth Brooks and
I'm
have
sorry,
him hold it and get a picture of
you
it.
You want me to do what?
Yeah.
And there's no way to discreetly tuck the pickle beneath your chair at the press conference.
It's
you
not
can dress it up like a baby.
It's not an inflatable pickle. It is a hard plastic pickle.
I don't remember seeing said pickle. I was at that press conference.
Well, no.
How large is this pickle?
Well, I say it's about 3 feet. It's about 3 feet long. And I guess the circumference was probably
2.5 feet, yeah, something like that.
So could you dress it up as an obese baby?
Well, no, it looked like a pickle.
Oh.
You know what's sad is we don't know where it is. It's lost. We don't know where the pickle is. That is truly, I mean, that's almost like, I don't know, losing the broadcast license. How could we lose our pickle?
It's what we get for putting it on the roof, huh?
Yeah. You know, I keep going to garage sales hoping it'll show up.
Wherever this intern is now, she needs to update her LinkedIn and put, you know, can carry pickles to press conferences as her skill, as
pickle
one of her
toter.
Skills.
Pickle toter. Yeah,
yeah, pickle toter.
Yeah.
Skills, pickle toter.
We could just write Heinz back and say we lost our pickle.
Hello.
We have not lost the pickle.
What? No!
Mr. Downs, we've been talking about this pickle for months.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. Maybe I guess I was listening to one of the other fine radio stations in the Bryan Broadcasting family at the time.
It doesn't listen. It's not the same if it's the Peace 107 pickle.
It
I'm
is
just
not
saying.
The Peace 107 pickle. Okay. It is not even the Candy 95 or even a throwback KTSR pickle. It none of those things.
Where is the pickle?
It is at the transmitter site, hanging in a place. It is actually hanging upright so that it cannot be damaged.
That's true.
We can bring it back at any time.
It did have a little cord on one end of it.
Yeah, that's right, it did.
It's because it was a flotation device.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it still has the WTAW letters and still has, dare I say, a sense of history surrounding it.
Wow.
You know, that really should be in the 75th anniversary exhibit at
the Texas
at the
picture.
Museum this fall.
I think
you won't
that,
get the mayor to hold that one either, I'm sorry.
I think you're right, though, Jay. I think that needs to be there. That's definitely a part of history
well,
here.
Well, I had no idea. Okay.
Oh, it is kept safe in an environmentally controlled area.
Well, all right. This is just my thought. I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying we're going to have a heated lieutenant governor's race. There are going to be politicians in town. Any number of opportunities, and who knows what stars are going to be here.
Do you really trust leaving it up there,
well,
though, when it's just available to the riffraff?
Oh, I can rat hole it in here. Nobody will ever
put
know.
Put it in our station.
Yeah. Well, we have our security has been enhanced, so I don't know.
That way Adam can close off the studio so the salespeople can't talk to him.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very secure now.
Yeah, that's very
I'm not
good.
Talking to you about recording the spot. If you don't leave, I'm pushing the emergency button.
The alarm will sound and there will be officers here. Well, okay, thank you so much for letting us
know. Where
that
do you want to park it? Where do
well,
you want it?
I don't know. I guess I have to think about this being...
cattle draw on it.
I know
that.
I have the perfect place for it, but I'm not going to say because I don't want anybody to know.
That's exactly right. So, wow, the resurrection of the pickle. That is so awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Downs.
Good day.
Dang. Wow.
Well, how exciting.
I had no idea. I thought he was gone forever.
Well,
I thought it was a lost piece of history.
That's why he's general manager.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
He knows all the answers.
It's job security. He knows where the pickle is. Okay. All right, let's see. It's the City of College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning with the Water Chick.
Oh, hey, good to see you.
Yeah.
I brought a guest, Jennifer Nations, yeah. Water Chick, she's come this time with pieces of paper with squiggly lines, and she's not entirely happy.
Uh-oh.
No.
The squiggly lines, these are like numbers?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I brought visual aids for all your listeners.
Gosh, you know, I don't need
that. That works so well on the radio.
Yeah.
Actually, I can remember earlier this year we were having a talk, fingers crossed, that things were looking pretty good because we had a wet start to the year, but apparently those days are gone.
They are long gone, crashed out the window. My squiggly lines show that... we are between 2 and 4 million gallons per day just in the last week or so, above where we were this time in 2011, which was the big, bad, ugly, worst one-year drought in Texas history.
Okay. One more time.
Yeah.
Compared to what we were talking about in 2011, which we all talked about being suffering in a drought, we are, again, how close?
We're 2 to 4 million gallons ahead of where we were then.
Okay.
We have more capacity now, but I'm still... You know, people will ask, are we going to go into stage two? Are we going to go into stage two? But for us, stage two, which is the mandatory water use restrictions, it's a little different than Austin or San Marcos or somebody who's dependent on, surface water supplies or shallow aquifer levels like the Edwards aquifers. It's like an underground river, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So with us, our groundwater is 3,000 feet deep. It is plentiful, but I say that cautiously because it's the only supply for everyone in this area and we're all using it, so we can't just use it.
And we do. We have a lot of water. There is a lot of water, and there, I guess down in the southern part there's a little bit of salt, but that's not really a problem where we are here. But so I guess obviously what you want to do is let people understand, along with that would be some more expense involved too.
Right.
And I think if you start talking about your pocketbooks, we all love beautiful, lush green lawns, but sometimes we know that in nature, grass has to survive on or on minimal water.
Right.
So
yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts? What do we need to do to try to avert this?
Well, I think people need to really take a good hard look at their irrigation systems. You know, obviously with the heat and the drought and the wind that we've had a lot of drying out. Plants are starting to look bad. But make sure that you're watering deeply and infrequently. I think what happens when we get into these hot, dry periods is people just automatically start watering every single day for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. That's the worst thing you can do other than not watering, I guess, at all. Because you get really shallow plant roots and then they just become more susceptible to drought stress. So you want to get that water as deep in the soil profile as you can. Also, I'll just put a challenge out to businesses and really high profile customers. They may not be the largest part of our customer base in terms of just percentage of total accounts, but they're really visible. You know, if you have a business on Texas Avenue or Highway 6 or something and your sprinklers are going at noon, that's really visible and it's sending a message, we don't care about water. We're not, you know, being responsible stewards of our drinking water sources isn't important to us. And I really want to challenge commercial customers to use water wisely because they're so visible, and that will really go a long way to send a positive message that we've got to take better care of our water resources, because really this is our drinking water resources.
Sure. Now, you're not Neil Sperry. You don't look like him. Thank goodness.
I was going to say, thankfully.
Yeah, really. Yeah. But now, there is discussion about whether or not you should water at night.
Mm-hmm.
Off-hour usage probably would be a good thing.
Right.
What is your recommendation as far as off-hour usage? When should you be watering?
I will go back to what I have heard Doug Welsh say for this area. And, you know, in the spring and the fall, you maybe don't want to be watering at like 2 o'clock in the morning if you have St. Augustine grass. But when we get into the really hot periods of the summer, you're not really going to have the fungal diseases because we don't have the cooler nighttime temperatures. But also you get fungal diseases when your grass is staying wet for a really long time. So this would be when you have leaks or, you know, leaking valves, broken sprinkler heads, or if you're watering for 40 minutes a station every single day, there's a couple of areas of the city where I've gone and checked water waste complaints, and I put on my rain boots and I slogged through the bog.
Wow. Wow. But so we can, in other words, so if you want to set your system to go off at 4 o'clock in the morning, that's mm-hmm. not a problem this time of year.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And because you have it set to go off at 4 o'clock in the morning, a couple of times a month, put it on the test cycle. A lot of controllers will have a button where you can push and it just goes through every sprinkler zone for 2 minutes and just walk it. You know, if you're going to do that at, you know, 5 o'clock in the evening or, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and you're actually watching it and looking for it, that's okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if you're actually doing the running the cycle, you don't want to be
you don't want to do that.
Yeah. They want some more information. What do they do?
Go to our website, and I've got the graph with the squiggly lines
is great.
On there.
Okay.
And then we have a press release that we put out last week, and it's got some tips announcing Smart Irrigation Month, which is why I'm on here today, and some tips for reducing water use, and it gives some concrete, you know, if you do this, you will save this many gallons type thing.
That's it. Jennifer Nations, we call her the Water Chick. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You got anything else?
Quick reminder, the mayor mentioned this earlier in the week, but we have two openings on our Historic Preservation Committee. These are sort of temporary seats to be filled through January of 2014 before the council does the full appointments. But if you'd like to help out in that capacity, we would love to have you apply online, cstx.gov/boards and committees.
The other thing that's cool
we're
is
gonna
that...
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid.
Whoa! Wait. I didn't mean to bring her up. that's Bambi. We also want to remind you... You remember Bambi, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That's no, good. I thought you were talking to Jay. No, I absolutely. That's why I laughed.
I don't think he remembers Bambi. Anyway, but the other thing is you don't have to be old to be on the Historic Commission, right?
No, just okay. Because we're celebrating our 75th year doesn't mean you have to match
have
the number.
Have to be part of that. Okay, that's very right. Good. Thank you. It's Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. And our community segment is brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Throw a shrimp on the barbie, but it might cost you more. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. There's a disease in Asia that has reduced shrimp output in Thailand by around 40%. That has caused our imports to fall by more than 20% so far this year, and the decrease in supply could end up costing you more for that next dish of scampi at your favorite restaurant. European markets mostly higher, while Asian markets finish mostly lower. The Nikkei, though, did buck the trend up about 0.25%. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures now down slightly. A new poll puts a cost to the economy for everyday situations. Amongst the data from mentalfloss.com, delayed flights cost the U.S. economy almost $33 million last year. Food poisoning set us back around $77 billion, while hangovers were worth $220 billion in lost productivity. A stock we will watch today, Microsoft, which rose almost 3% yesterday following its announcement of new business strategies. And Wells Fargo reported a 19% rise in its net income in its latest quarterly report. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for the first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years. Optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A two-vehicle crash yesterday at William D. Fitch Parkway and Barron Road in College Station closed the intersection for more than 6 hours. Killed was the driver of a pickup hauling pesticides, 24-year-old Daniel Dodds of Bryan. The driver and passenger of an SUV were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released from College Station Medical Center. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the pickup caught fire after striking a utility pole.
Some passerbys helped the occupants of the SUV get out of the car and get out of danger. Some others tried to assist the driver of the pickup truck, but the heat was too intense. Unfortunately, the driver of the pickup died at the scene.
The intersection has been blocked as city crews have been removing dirt contaminated with pesticides. Witnesses told police Dodds was going east on Barron when he ran a red light and struck the northbound SUV. The police department's traffic unit is at the scene of another fatal crash. Motorists on the freeway and the frontage road south of Fitch will see officers until 9:30 this morning. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the driver of an SUV had tried to avoid hitting a rabbit.
He overcorrected and back onto the frontage road.
A weapon.
The vehicle then rolled over from the left to the top. The vehicle came to rest on four wheels in the center median, separating the main lanes from the frontage road.
Killed was the passenger, 16-year-old Sydney Jeter. The driver, 17-year-old Blake Allen, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. For the second time in 3 days, there was an armed robbery at a convenience store in College Station. Two men from Navasota are now accused of both holdups. The night before last, Police Assistant Patricia Logan says one suspect was a lookout as a second man entered the Shell store on Welsh near Southwest Parkway.
Displayed and discharged a weapon and took property from the store and the store clerk. The suspect then fled the store on foot. No one was injured.
One of the men was caught 30 minutes later near the store, while the second was found with the assistance of Navasota police and DPS troopers. 22-year-old Carvin Steptoe and 20-year-old Kesnick Jones were arrested for that robbery and Monday night's holdup at the Checker store at Holloman and Welsh. The last of three men facing a murder charge from a shooting at a Bryan apartment almost 2 years ago has been found guilty. The Brazos County District Court jury that took about 90 minutes to convict 20-year-old Travis Carroll of Bryan has started hearing evidence in the punishment phase of the trial. Carroll participated in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard Jr. $36 million in local hotel occupancy tax money is headed to the Kyle Field redevelopment project.
The College Station City Council joined the Convention and Visitors Bureau in approving the 30-year agreement with A&M. In exchange, the university will rent facilities at reduced rates to the CVB. James Benham was part of the 6-1 vote.
I believe it fulfills the core mission of what we're supposed to do with hotel tax funds in an extremely creative way that I believe other university communities will model after. I think this is a game changer in the use of hotel tax funds in university communities.
The lead attorney for the A&M system, Ray Bonilla, said if problems arose in the future, state politics would come into play.
I think we would hear very loudly and clearly from our officials in Austin if we were to take some egregious action to the detriment of the city of College Station, the county. And we're pretty dependent on those guys. So I don't see that happening.
Jess Fields voted no, saying the access to university facilities at reduced rates, including Reed Arena and new meeting space at Kyle, is not enough return for the $14 million the city is contributing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Billions of dollars of new buildings for state universities have been endorsed by the House Appropriations Committee. Representative John Rainey of Bryan and 17 other committee members have called on the governor to add House Bill 5 to the special session agenda.
There's a significant amount of money available through those tuition revenue bonds, and this is all money that will be used for infrastructure, and it'll be paid back through the revenues for those projects.
Between the A&M and UT systems, the bonds would pay for $1.5 billion of new construction. For A&M, that includes a $64 million biocontainment research facility and more than $100 million for Health Science Center buildings in Temple, Round Rock, and Dallas. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 83 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Texas. It's summer. And it's hot. Really hot. That means it's time to crank up the AC. But what about that electric bill? Well, now you've got a chance to chill your bill with a brand new Energy Star qualified central air unit paid for and installed free of charge by the Entergy Solutions team at Entergy Texas. Check out our contest at facebook.com/EntergyTX for your chance to win and chill your bill. Go to Entergy Texas on Facebook to win.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
If you're with a satellite service that doesn't have on-demand, you've got to check out Suddenlink. Check out the Suddenlink on-demand channel 1. When you're over at a friend's house or whatever, 10,000-plus titles. A lot of them are free. TV, movies, all kinds of stuff. Suddenlink has it all. Get new releases 28 days before they ever hit Netflix or even Redbox. Live pay-per-view events, and tons more. So if you do have that satellite right now, they're doing some really cool stuff. Make the switch today, because you can switch to Suddenlink and bundle the SL200 HDTV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for only $69 a month. I promise that's going to come under what you get for satellite. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever, so switch now. With the VIP perks program, the in-state customer service lines, 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee. And their list of products from TiVo with the DVRs, free HD, Wi-Fi, home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and Suddenlink Safeguard, you got to make the call. 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and Chris Dyer's here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good, good. Busy as usual.
That's it. You brought a guest with you today?
I brought Bill with me from Mike Check. It's slam poetry, spoken word, amazing stuff. He's going to talk about an event that's coming up and some other things that they're doing. A lot of people don't know that the Arts Council has an Art for Life program. In this program, we work with incarcerated youth, and Scott, you're probably aware that it's a huge problem, recidivism rates in our community in Texas and the United States. And this year, we work with incarcerated kids who are incarcerated or put on probation, and we provide them artistic opportunities. This year, we'll have reached our 100th kid, and Mike Check's very involved with that. And 70% of our kids are not re-referred. So statistics tell you that when you are arrested as a juvenile offender, within 3 years, you're going to go back to jail. And our program has been wildly successful, and it's because of people like Bill and artists in the community that are working through that.
Welcome, Bill. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's do a one-on-one first. What is Mike Check, and what does it do?
Mike Check is a local nonprofit organization based here. Basically, we specialize in spoken word poetry, or as it's often called, slam poetry. Slam poetry, I guess, just a brief overview of it. It was invented in the 80s by a Chicago construction worker named Mark Smith. It's pretty much a game. It's a show, sort of like an open mic poetry night, but there are judges, random judges from the audience who may or may not know anything about poetry. Everyone is encouraged to participate, come up and read, and they read their poem, and then that poem scored. And at the end of the night, you know, there are several rounds and a winner. And basically, it's a game. It's a sort of gimmick created to bring people out to hear poetry, to form communities around poetry, make it fun, make it accessible. Mark Smith, the person who invented slam poetry, as it's called, pretty much wanted an outlet for himself to read his own work, because he felt like poetry, you know, you hear poetry and it's still got a weird, you know, ring to me. Just it feels like it's, you know, in his mind, it was in the hands of people with master's degrees and PhDs. And while that's all good, you know, everyone has something to say, everyone has a voice, and it's important that their voice is heard, you know. Anyone can write good poetry, and that was sort of his philosophy. That was the foundation that was laid. And you know, since he started doing the slam poetry shows in Chicago, it's taken off, and it's been really a great movement. A lot of people say, you know, it's been one of the most important poetry movements in the last, you know, 100 years, because it's given normal people a voice, a venue in which they can share their experience, their work.
How does open mic work in Bryan College Station?
We're up in Bryan. We have open mics every Sunday at around 8:30 at a Revolution Bar and Cafe. It's really fun. And then the second Sunday of every month, we have the Slam, which is the competition. It's the games.
Well, again, and I guess one of the other good things is Chris mentions, if you have people who are at risk and they end up finding that this is their voice, then that's a very safe and socially acceptable way to act out those things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Effective with those kids, you know, in this program, because they don't usually get to express themselves in a constructive way. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're grateful to have you guys involved in that.
If they want some more information, what do they do?
They can go to MikeCheckPoetry.org. So it's MikeCheckPoetry.org, or find us on Facebook, Mike Check Poetry Official. We have the I don't know if we want to segue into this, but they can find more information about our Texas Youth Poetry Slam coming up July 27th and 28th. It's here on Texas A&M's campus in the Commons.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What you got?
A lot going on. We have an exhibit in, a fiber arts exhibit, and then we have our artist in residency exhibit coming up next month. Always go to acbv.org, and all our events are on there, and it can link you over to Mike Check's homepage as well, and all of our other great affiliates are doing good work in the community.
That's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norman G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Good morning, it's 845, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Odd things thieves love.
Really?
Odd things thieves love. You've heard the old saying, if it's not nailed down, they'll steal it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here are some unusual things that thieves do tend to go after. Number one, the Bible.
Yes, I thought that was pretty weird. Someone was like, well, don't you put money in your Bible? I was like, no.
No, thou shalt not steal. You know, I think it's in there someplace.
I'm guessing it's from the hotels.
Yeah. And
no, it's like out of cars and stuff. Yeah. I've known people with their Bibles stolen.
The deal is the Bible is available free at a lot of places of worship. I mean, so you don't have to go someplace to steal a copy. Pregnancy tests.
Oh,
pregnancy tests may not make your list, but it is popular among thieves for a couple of reasons. First,
they're ashamed to buy them?
Well, no, they're easy to steal.
Oh.
They come in little boxes, okay? And you can just, you know, go. Second, the tests themselves, like many other over-the-counter items at drugstores, they can be rather pricey. And third, people hate paying a lot for something that they're only going to use once. Nutella? Is that what that's called?
Nutella.
Nutella?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that
is better
worth
than the
stealing.
Delicious chocolatey. She just said it was okay to steal it.
No, I didn't say it was okay. I said I understand it's worth stealing. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good, but, you know, not having to pay for it. Back in April, German police reported 5,000 jars of Nutella was stolen from a former railway station. The jars were valued at $21,000. So. Now, don't they have there's a store brand of this stuff, too, isn't there?
Yeah.
I never tried it.
I think Here Everything's Better's got them. And for a while, they were, you know, having samples out there. I don't know. I've never purchased that.
Oh, it's yummy.
Maybe
it is
only
so
tasted
good.
It a couple of times.
I had it in Germany. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you could sit down with a spoon and eat that.
You're missing out,
Oprah.
Scott.
Yeah, you could watch Oprah.
I wouldn't watch Oprah, but I would definitely watch a marathon of Pride and Prejudice or something.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I understand. It's good. Hair extensions. Thieves are targeting hair extensions, which are top of the line human hair that cost up to $1,000 a pack.
Oh, look like a tribble in your purse.
I suppose, unless you've got it all combed out. The average person uses 2 packs each time, and the hair needs to be replaced every 3 to 6 months. A few weeks ago, 2 burglars made off with thousands of dollars in hair extensions from a Chicago beauty supply place. Over the last several years, 2 different heists have netted burglars $320,000 worth of extensions. High-end vacuum cleaners. Doesn't seem like these big household appliances would be easy to slink away with undetected, but according to the National Retail Federation, the updated versions are lighter, sleeker, come in smaller boxes, and they don't attract as much attention, really. Energy drinks. Generally, the more advertising that goes into a product and energy drinks are marketed like crazy, the more valuable a target they become. Thieves, after all, can be guaranteed to resell them quickly. One can retail for $3 and then you can turn around and sell it either to another store or to a customer for a dollar or two. And finally, this one was interesting. Tide. The most popular laundry detergent comes in big, bright, orange containers, and you'd think that that would make it hard for you to get it out of the store.
That's weird.
But thieves make big bucks off of stealing Tide because they're able to sell the detergent back to stores for significantly cheaper than Tide's maker, Procter & Gamble, charges them.
Oh.
Stores still resell them at the same price, meaning more profit. Criminals also reportedly exchange the detergent for drugs. I mean, a 150-ounce bottle goes for $5 in cash or $10 in crack or marijuana. I mean, is that bizarre?
That's weird.
That's just, I mean, again, it's just, it's a whole nother economy that's out there that, a lot of people don't take part in, but that doesn't mean it's not out there. And so there you go. Anywhere from the Bible to pregnancy test to Tide, all on the list.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
About 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, let me see here. I don't know if you noticed this or not. NBC News with Brian Williams the other night. You may have noticed they had a map that they used for one of the stories, and it was missing New Hampshire. New Hampshire was
missing. They just forgot it?
Yep. Brian apologized for the mess up. And here are some reasons we should never forget one of America's smallest states. The first potato planted in U.S. America was in New Hampshire, 1719. Alan Shepard, the first U.S. American to travel in space, is from New Hampshire. The second highest wind speed ever recorded on Earth was on top of New Hampshire's Mount Washington, 231 miles an hour. The first credit union in the nation established in 1908 in New Hampshire. The first snowmobile was invented in New Hampshire. The alarm clock was invented in New Hampshire.
One reason to hate New Hampshire.
There you go. Okay, that's it. 1787. All right, as mentioned earlier, there are sports out there that you may not have heard of. They do them in other places.
Okay. Is this a test?
No, it's okay. Really not. And I'm going to wait. Cat's not here, and some of these are from England. In fact, most of them are. I'm going to find out if she's taken, you know.
Is hurling on there?
Hurling is on there, as a matter of fact. Hurling is on there. And we're not talking bending over.
No.
Okay. In today's ironic files, the police in Devonshire, England, installed an 8-foot road sign warning thieves not to steal cars because undercover agents were watching the area. The sign was stolen. Police spokesman said, "We think someone took it after having a few drinks." Well, yeah, so what? Guy in Ocala, Florida walks into a convenience store, asked to fill out a job application. Police say, as staff members were distracted, it was then that Anthony Thomas, the job applicant, robbed the place by reaching into the cash register. He ran off with a wad of cash.
Obviously. He didn't get the job.
No, he didn't. And they could find him because he put his real name and real address and real phone number.
Good heavens.
Strange. This is unusual. The homicide rate for young people has hit a 30-year low.
Well, that's good.
I agree. The rate of homicide in kids ages 10 to 24 was 7.5 deaths per 100,000 and stayed consistent across all ages, racial, and ethnic groups. We haven't had a homicide rate this low since 1981. Over the past 30 years, nearly 80% of youth homicides are firearm-related. However, homicide is still in the top three causes of death for people in that age group. Again, that's the younger people, outpaced only by motor vehicle crashes and suicide. So there you are. All right, let's see. It's 5 minutes till. We'll do those sports things in just a second.
Your home is a canvas. Every room, a potential work of art.
It's my passion.
Come experience a gallery where you are the artist. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery.
It's where I can see and feel the way I want my home to be right now.
Draw from all the latest appliances, gorgeous sinks and faucets, brilliant lighting, plus product experts that make it easy to turn your home into your statement.
They shared my vision.
Nobody helps homeowners express their inner artist better.
They knew me.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Masterpieces made here. Get started today in our showroom or at Ferguson.com.
Updating your kitchen? Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting for the best in plumbing, lighting, and appliances from top brands like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom in Bryan at 2410 Osborne Lane. Ferguson, masterpieces made here.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
Free Tail, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, it's time for Odd Sports. Kat, we want to see if you've taken part in
Oh, how exciting.
Shin kicking.
Oh.
Well, it says here England.
Oh, yeah?
Shin kicking has a 400-year history, and it's still being played today. The rules are simple. You should make your opponent fall down to his knees by kicking him in the shin.
That's similar to ferreting, huh? Is ferreting on the list?
Nah, I don't think so. If you do so, by the way, you win the round. And a match consists of three rounds.
I don't believe I want to play.
I don't either.
Mm-mm, sounds bad. Ferreting is popular in North England. Do you know what that is?
You're about to tell us.
It's when two people each put a ferret down their pants and whoever can last longest wins. They actually do that. Isn't that nuts?
At least.
One of my friends, after I found out about it, he was like, yeah, I was thinking about ferreting. I was like, are you crazy?
They're ski bobbing. Okay, it's not skiing and it's not snow biking. You could call it a combination of both of them. There are no rules and probably no winners, but the International Federation of Ski Bobbing is out there. You attach a ski bob, which is somewhat like a snow bike capable of reaching 120 miles an hour to your feet, and just let go.
Very fun.
Till you hit something.
Oh, wow. Is Zorbing on this list?
No, kite winging is from Finland. It's essentially skiing plus flying.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's really cool.
That does sound very cool.
Ultimate taser ball in the UK and US. It's a gigantic ball, and you have to put the ball into a net. Oh, I've seen that. That is a stupid game. Wow, oh. That's a dumb game. Yeah, that's
How
on
do you
YouTube.
Know? Have you played it?
I've seen it on YouTube. Oh. People paid to get in, which is really interesting.
What about Gaga Ball? Have you heard of that sport?
No,
that's
really
from
haven't.
Israel.
Underwater upside down hockey. Players with wetsuits enter ponds and lakes.